The transport bus arrived at dawn. Robert was shackled at the wrists and ankles, the heavy metal chain clinking with every step he took across the asphalt. He boarded the bus and took a seat by the window. The sky was a pale, dusty pink as the sun began to rise. As the bus pulled out of the gate, he watched the skyline of the city fade into the distance, the towers he had built, the streets he had paved, and the empire he had lost. The bus turned toward the north, heading for the desert facility near the rim. It was the same direction as the waste drums he had hidden. Fate had a sense of irony, Robert thought. He was being sent to the very place where his lies had started. The man sitting next to him on the bus nudged his shoulder. "What you in for, old man?" he asked, his voice rough with years of the street. Robert didn't hesitate. "Truth-telling," he said. The man laughed, a dry, hacking sound. "That'll get you every time. Most of us are in for the other thing." Robert looked out at the shifting sands. "The other thing is much more expensive," he said quietly. The bus rattled along the highway, moving away from the life of a billionaire and toward the life of a man. The radical honesty had carried him this far. Now, it was time to see if it could carry him through the next 5 years.